Now let's think about the time she lived in. She lived through three rounds of the plague. Half of Norwich was wiped out. So, you know, there are people dropping dead all around her. Whole families taken. It was the peasants' revolt and all the chaos that went with that. There was the cattle were suffering from awful diseases and there wasn't enough food to go around. Did I mention the Hundred Years' War was going? I mean, you know, everything was going on. And I think that's part of why her play works today. You know, when you think about AIDS and the international crises and the economic upheaval.
Threat of bioterrorism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so it's out of all that turmoil that she then says the words that she's so well known for, and all shall be well. And she says that after going through hell. And you believe it.
I've wondered about that. I mean, that phrase of hers, and all shall be well, and all shall be well, mm-hmm. and all manner of things shall be well. It is so comforting, and yet it makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's too simple, but it somehow works.
Mm-hmm.
And you think it's because it has the weight of real suffering behind it?
Yes.
That even
yes.
those words are transformed?
Yes. And I believe that it's the simplicity that's on the other side of complexity. You know, this is from a woman who saw it all, including Christ's death, and said, all shall be well. Life is a precious thing to me, and a little thing. My life is a little thing. When it will end here is God's secret. And the world is a little thing, like a hazelnut in his, her hand. But it is in God's ever-keeping. It is in God's ever-loving. It is in God's ever-making. How should anything be amiss? Yes, all shall be well, and all will be well. And thou shalt see thyself that all manner of thing shall be well.